Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As promised, let me continue with some forecasts for 2016 that you need to know, but won't hear anywhere else. For the first six forecasts, go to 1320WILS.com and click on the link in the upper left for these commentaries. Now for forecast number seven. Early last week, the government of Zimbabwe announced that it was making the Chinese yuan the legal tender currency in that African nation. This development suffered almost a total media blackout in the U.S., but was widely reported by the foreign media. Western officials and so-called economic experts are claiming that this development is relatively unimportant. They point out that since the Zimbabwe currency failed almost 7 years ago, that the circulating money in that country was mostly U.S. dollars, euros, and the South African rand. There is little Chinese yuan already in circulation. It would present significant technical difficulties for the residents of that nation to be forced to abandon the currencies they are currently using successfully. Another reason that Americans are not supposed to be concerned about this change is that Zimbabwe is a minor global economy and a fiscal basket case. As such, these same alleged experts say the change is more symbolism than substance. While these points are true, either these experts cannot see the big picture, or they don't want you to understand what is really going on. China already has a military installation in Zimbabwe and has supplied significant armaments to the Zimbabwe government. Making the yuan legal tender there, while it may take time for the practical transition, can be interpreted as making that African nation a Chinese colony. At the same time, it expands China's global economic clout while it reduces the influence and financial strength of the U.S. government and U.S. dollar. Next year, I look for China to try to add more countries where the yuan is declared legal tender. Beyond other financially troubled African nations, I think Venezuela, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and Myanmar-Burma are possible targets. Each time this happens, the U.S. dollar will weaken some more. That's it for now. Tune in again next Wednesday for the rest of my 2016 forecasts on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.